Welcome to the One Health Research in Greifswald podcast. This is our new session. My name is Franziska, and this podcast will be about a specific program which is called Join Us for Health. And this program is part of the University Medicine in Greifswald. And the University Medicine in Greifswald is one of our One Health partners that is about to build up a new One Health Hub in Greifswald. We're more than happy to welcome Birgit Schauer here. And Birgit Schauer leads...
Hello!
Yeah, hello, Birgit. Nice to have you here in the podcast. And Birgit leads the project, as I said, Join Us for Health. And she's a veterinarian. And I'm more than excited to get to know Birgit. How did you skip from being a veterinarian to become the leader of the Join Us for Health program?
Yeah, it was a nice journey, stretching across continents, because after my veterinary degree, I moved to New Zealand for 4 years to do my doctoral and master thesis, and that's really where the One Health journey started. And then after 4 years working in Vietnam, I came to Greifswald, working at the Friedrich Loeffler Institute at the island of Reims. And from there in 2015, I then came to the University of Medicine of Greifswald. And that was really for someone who is passionate about One Health, the perfect opportunity to dive right into it, because I then had the link between the medical and the veterinary side and science and policy makers. So yeah.
When was the first time that you heard about the One Health concept?
That was during the time in New Zealand when I was still doing my postgraduate research, because Massey University, the epicenter there, they were already, One Health was a big topic during those years. And also in Vietnam, I was coordinating a project on avian influenza with a focus on animals and humans. So that really was when the One Health idea was deeply ingrained into me.
Well, so we are very happy in Greifswald to have people like you that came across the whole world and then find their way to Greifswald. Have you working for our One Health concept? So the Join Us for Health program, what is it about?
With the Join Us for Health project, we are really trying to combine the concepts of crowdsourcing and responsible research and innovation. We basically have designed a concept which allows anyone to submit suggestions, to vote on suggestions of others, and to contribute time to work on suggestions as part of teams or via contributing to tasks. So this concept, we believe, is applicable also in other settings, but as part of Join Us for Health, we want to specifically target the application as part of cohort research. So the actual name of the project is Join Us to Optimize Health Through Cohort Research. So the focus is clearly on cohorts. And three of our consortium partners are implementing cohort research. Us in Greifswald, Germany, but then also in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, and in Bialystok in Poland. And we strongly believe that those cohorts, which have at times been running for several decades, like SHIP has been active for over 20 years, I think 1997, and the Rotterdam study since 1989. So projects like that generate a lot of data which are used for scientific publications, but are not specifically used to generate tangible benefits to society, where everyone can have a say what aspects would be interesting to look at. So we really hope that through this concept we can apply a very innovative concept to engage everyone.
That means you provide a platform. That means when I have an idea for a new project, for example, like working in the woods, in the forest, and I think that makes sense to connect that to the One Health aspect, then I can put my project idea on your platform and see if I find like fans or followers for the project, and then start to evaluate the project and maybe even realize it. That's it, right? It's like an up and down voting thing, and the best ideas will be realized. And it's open for everybody, isn't it, to make a proposal?
That's right. So everyone from the age of 16, that's our only restriction in terms of the platform registration. But otherwise, anyone, regardless of whether you're a citizen or a pupil or a student, a policymaker, business representative, anyone can submit suggestions, and we have now downvoting, so we only allow upvoting. And the decision which suggestion will be promoted as a topic to then recruit volunteers to work on that suggestion, that can depend on different aspects. So you just mentioned the ones which receive a lot of interest. Those are certainly the ones which we would try to implement, but sometimes it can also be a suggestion which does not raise a lot of interest via the platform, but where we see potential to generate specific benefits for society. So some suggestions may also enter the pipeline without actually being upvoted via the community, but just because of societal relevance or potential innovation potential, etc.
Okay, it seems like we are searching the next Nobel Prize scientist that may occur from this project. That's very interesting that it's open to everybody. You just need a good idea and then put it on the platform and see if you got followers. What I was wondering about, the project is funded by whom? Where does the money come from for your project?
It's a EU-funded project. It was funded under the Horizon 2020 program. So we received a grant during the last year of this funding program. Currently, they now implemented the funding program Horizon Europe. So that's basically the follow-up program of Horizon 2020. And it was funded under the program Science With and For Society. It's a three-year project which started in January 2021 and will officially run until December 2023, but we will keep the platform running for an additional 3 years as part of our EU obligation.
Okay. As we are here based in Greifswald, Birgit, what would you recommend for people coming to Greifswald? What definitely is it? Because like the work-life balance in Greifswald is very good because we're living next to the Baltic Sea coast. What would you recommend people coming here? What do you have to do when you are one day in Greifswald? What's definitely up?
Yes, so for us as a family, we are very nature-loving. So for us, it was not really Greifswald, the magnet. I personally love the library in Greifswald. That certainly is worthwhile a stopover. But for us, the main attraction was the Peene. So we spent often time on the Peene with our wooden boat, often going to Anklam, where you can also hire boats, little boats. So that was for us as a family our top destination when we wanted to have a day off.
Okay, thank you very much for that advice. And the last question is, are you still searching for maybe PhD candidates, postdocs, or young scientists? Is there any chance to hand in an application for your project, like working for you, not putting in a project, but working maybe like in a wider part for the project? Is there any chance?
Yeah, so the platform is really offers multiple opportunities also for networking, for example. If you as a postgraduate student want to present preliminary findings, you can discuss it with different stakeholder groups, but you can also reach out and find, for example, people who might be able to offer a PhD opportunity. You could reach out via the platform. And as part of the platform, anyone, also students, postgraduate students are also welcome to volunteer. In terms of funding opportunities for postgraduate students. If there's a good project idea, it's always possible to explore through our networks potential options, but the project itself does not provide funding opportunities, so they would have to be sourced via other means.
Okay, thank you very much, Birgit. That was a really nice and interesting talk. We learned a lot about the Join Us for Health platform, and anybody out there, whoever has a really good idea about the One Health aspect, go to the website, Join Us for Health, and put your idea on the platform, and we wish you good luck. Thank you very much, Birgit. Bye-bye, and see you in Greifswald.
Thanks a lot, Franziska. Thanks for having me. All the best. Bye-bye.